Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pavel. Joining us this week, our old friend, the principal at Alton Elementary School, Michael Ogg. And Michael, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me again. Good to be here.
All right. And, of course, the school year, couple of weeks in. How has the start been?
Well, it's exciting to be back. It seemed just like the other day we were finishing up and had summer. Teachers were busy this summer, either straightening up the rooms or going off to some different trainings. And we're just excited that we can actually finally have the kids. And like you said, it's been a couple of weeks, but they've been smooth starts so far. And I've been very pleased with our staff and our students, and definitely pleased with our parents have really helped us a lot. We made some changes this year, just some little tweaks into our dismissal procedures and things like that, and they've been very supportive and helping us out. So kudos to the parents out there listening. But this year, we voted on, I did not know how this would go, but the staff voted on a paradise theme. So it's, you know, just another day in paradise for us. Every Thursday is a tropical Thursday, so wear your tropical shirts and things like that. But all nicely dressed up. I couldn't do the flamingos. I don't know. The flamingos just didn't suit me. But the Hawaiian shirts, that's okay.
There you go.
But we're doing good.
It's always a good day for Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. All the time.
All right. Now, what are some of the goals that Alton's going to be working on this school year?
Of course, well, one of our first priorities, of course, is the ratings came out. And this year, the state's giving letter grades. We met standards, but we received a C rating. Of course, most parents and students and staff know that we're way above that. But our goal is definitely to prove it. And we're working on to improve that rating, get it up into a higher, I guess you call it a higher grade, you might say. Definitely help our students grow is another priority. Probably even before that, our students enter at this level, and we want them to leave at a higher level. Ultimately, our job is to make them better than when they came to us. We realize the things that we do now, even though we're a kindergarten through fourth grade, it is going to have an impact on the way we teach them, the way we keep them engaged, the way we just make learning exciting for them. That's going to pay off as they go on to middle school, junior high, graduate, and eventually become members of our community and everything like that. We are extremely big on reading. If you've heard me say several times that there's anything parents can do is read, read, read. And so we want to continue that. It's an enjoyment to be able to read, but it's also a very extremely important life skill that goes with any content area in any job. Everybody knows the amount of reading, so it's extremely important that we help grow our students into readers. Of course, we always say in the morning to the students that readers are leaders, and we have some future leaders. Probably, I tell my teachers, there's a future president out there somewhere amongst us, and you know, we want to make sure they're reading, because if they're reading, they're definitely going to be some future leaders that we're looking forward to be at. And of course, probably the big thing the teachers and I work on is that we want to create a campus where people are knocking down the door to get into it. And so that's making it safe, making learning exciting, developing those positive relationships with our students and our parents and community. But if we continue to work on that, I think we'll get better and everything else will fall in place. Our rating, it'll just be one of those exceptional schools in the state, and that's what we aim to be for.
And with the arrival of a new school year also comes annually the arrival of some new faces, new personnel. Who are some of the new staff members at Alton this year?
Well, we have a couple. I'll start off in our lower levels. We have Miss Bailey Burt and Miss Stacy O'Hearn. They're both first grade teachers joining us. Excited to have them. Kalandra Allison is a second grade teacher. She used to teach in my neck of the woods in East Texas, so we talk a lot about some of the people that we know. Abby Dosloff, she was actually a tutor last year for us, and now she's taking on third grade. Lucky enough to have back Jennifer Juries. She just recently got married, but she's also a Brenham graduate, and so she's come back home to teach. Excited about that. Mariah Robinson is here with us, too. She came from Navasota, and she's doing a wonderful job. And, of course, we got really lucky because Coach Wheaton brought his wife, and now we have Miss Haley Wheaton is joining us as an inclusion teacher. teacher. So, Coach, you have a lot of baseball fans at Alton Elementary School.
All right. Now, also, the new school year brings about changes that parents need to know about. What are some of the changes that you'd like everyone to be aware of?
Well, probably first thing that, since we've been going a couple of weeks, parents probably noticed that was different from last year is that our master schedule has changed. So lunchtime has changed for different grade levels. We've made some adjustments in there. Of course, we are still doing the same thing. We open our doors at 7:20 and we start instruction at 8 o'clock. But in between that time, we are still doing our morning huddle, and that's the time where we can get together with all the kids in the whole school. We recognize birthdays. We do our pledges and our moment of silence. We talk about our core value for the month. We also do some special recognition for students who are demonstrating some outstanding character traits at school or working really hard. We recognize them. It's just a great time that we can get together. But we'll stop that a little bit before 8, and they can go on to class. And then we kind of wrap things up. We're having to wrap up a little bit early just because we're getting into the routine of things. But 3:30 is usually our stop time where we start dismissal and things like that. So you also will probably see that children get to go to the library at least once a week. Usually it was the same as last year, but now we have library in our special schedule. And also our STEAM program, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Mathematics. Last year we did first and second grade. This year we're doing first, second, and we added third grade. First and second get to go twice a week, and third grade is going to get to go once a week. So that's been a kind of exciting event for us, as Ms. Slopeman, our STEAM teacher, has been heading that up.
Now, what are some of the things that parents can do to help their child succeed?
Well, I told you already, is to read, read, read. It's probably one of the most important things. Read to your child, with your child, ask them questions about what they're reading. If you have an older parent, it's usually interesting. Older kids like to be read to also, parents. Doesn't have to always be a library book. You know, sometimes I'll break out the sports page in the newspaper and read some of the stats to my daughter. Now, she rolls her eyes about that. But, you know, she's seen me read some items and just show how it can correspond. It's not always just about taking out a library book, but that does play a big part. And I have a four-year-old at home, and she likes to read the same book over and over and over again. And I tell parents, that's okay. That is a learning process also. I would definitely say also parents can be involved. We have a great PTO, and actually we're going to have one of our first PTO meetings coming up pretty soon, I believe on Thursday, September 5th at 5:30 in our cafeteria, if you can make that. If not, our PTO is always meeting. They meet at least once a month, so it's a great time if you'd like to be involved that way. Or just contact your child's teacher and just figure out, is there a way that you can help them with some of the things they do in the classroom. Also, of course, in October, we'll have our parent-teacher conference day. More information will be about that. But just be in touch with your child's teacher. Just a constant communication. We want what's best for your child, and just as much as parents want what's best for their child. So we'll just work together on that.
Now, what are some of the big events coming up the next few weeks?
Well, we have one of our biggest ones is we're starting our fall fundraiser. And who does not like chocolate? We are selling the chocolate bars again. Yeah, I need to watch how many I order every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But we have students are selling chocolate bars. They're just $1 each. Now, if you like the almonds in it, it's $2 for the chocolate-covered almond bars. But, I mean, it's who does not like chocolate? And I say read. Well, if you got a book, you need to have a chocolate bar in the other hand while you're reading. So if you know of any Alton students, that's going to kick off this week. Help us out. All the proceeds definitely will go back to the school and help out the school and the students. I mentioned about the parent PTO meeting that's coming up on September 5th. And then we do have what I call a parent curriculum night that's going to be Thursday, September 12th at 5:30. That's just an evening where parents can come up and just find out a little bit more of what their child is going to be learning this year. So if you have a second grader, you can come in and find out what your child in second grade will be learning. If you have a second and a third grader, well, we'll have times where you can break off and see once for the second grader and once for the third grader. Now, if you have more than three, well, God bless you, but I mean, we will do our best to help make sure you're aware of what is going to be taking place this year and how you can help out. And of course, don't forget our Fair Day is coming up on Wednesday, September 18th.
All right. And finally, anything else you'd like to know, like to tell us about what's going on at Alton Elementary?
Well, I truly believe we're heading in the right direction. I think this district is really moving, being innovating, and that we're heading in a positive forward motion. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to focus on getting better every day. I tell the teachers, how can we be better this day than we were yesterday? It's just about improvement. And we definitely want to follow our theme, and we want to make learning just another day in paradise.
All right. Anything else we need to add?
No, I think that's good. I'm rooting. Probably Clemson's going to take the national championships, but I'm, you know, that's just between you and me. That's just what I'm going to think. So,
all right. All right. Well, my heart's always with Notre Dame. So. All right. Well, appreciate it. Thanks for joining us this morning.
I appreciate it.
Glad to visit with you again.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Our guest this morning has been Alton Elementary School Principal Michael Ogg. You've been listening to the Brenham ISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. See you again next week here on KWHI.